Halloween hockey tonight here in the Great Northwest as they battle Vancouver in the first of three games this season. And the Hawks no longer have two guys named Sedin to deal with, but they do have to deal with a feisty young bunch of Canucks who, with a win tonight, can grab the division lead. Down to center ice we go. Taves against Bo Horvat to open her up. The drop of the puck, and we're underway and playing Halloween hockey. Adam Gaudette, first round pick for the Canucks, moving the puck into the Hawk zone. Duncan Keith took it in the corner. Quick pass up ice. Kunitz to the side, breaking down the slot. Canucks zone. He shoots! He scores! Markstrom made the initial save, but he fell down and the puck slid back into the net. The Hawks strike first up here in Vancouver. They lead 1-0 with 13:04 left in period one. 7 seconds on the power play to the left point. Keith moves it right point. Seabrook with four to Cahoon. Top of the right circle. Put it beside the net. Anisimov back to Cahoon. Cannot get their player out. Seabrook with a drive from the high slot. Big save made by Markstrom in the butterfly. Johnson, top of the left circle to Taves against the left wing half-board. To Gustafson, deep slot to Taves, top of the left circle. Shoots, he scores! The captain with a power play goal. And with that goal, Jonathan Taves, that is goal number 299. He's now sixth all-time in Blackhawks history in goals, passing the great Dennis Hull. And he gives the Hawks a 2-1 lead. To Besser, top of the left circle, guns it in on goal. Crawford down, square to the shot, stopped it with a butterfly save. Puck rolls to center ice. Sod's got a breakaway, shorthanded over the Canuck line, down the slot. Shoots, he scores! Oh, and that one deflects off the crossbar and then back off of Brandon Sod. And the official, Chris Rooney, is going to wash this out, saying Sod kicked it in. Into the near corner it goes to Horvat. He made a pass out to the left point. Nobody was there. And the puck slides down into the Canuck zone. Good Branson passing up ice. Penalty coming up here to the Hawks. Vertanen shoots and scores from the left circle. Jake Vertanen took a pass from Marcus Granlund and snapped it past Corey Crawford. Once again, it's Vertanen doing the damage, and we're tied at two. Roussel over the Hawk line, right point. Drops it top of the right circle to Gauntz, who turns and fires a shot wide. Oh, then Taves tried to put the puck across the rink. Gauntz picked it off in the slot, shoots and scores. Taves from the right wing boards was trying to send the puck across the rink to a winger on the far side of the ice. And Gauntz stepped into the passing lane, picked it off, and fired. 3-2 Vancouver. Hayden, left circle. He chips it down toward the Canuck net, but Viega picks it off. He'll move the puck into center ice. Antoine Roussel over the Hawk line, left wing side. Fed it in front of the net. They score. I believe this hit Brandon Manning's stick. He's trying to put his stick in the passing lane, and he did. And I believe it hit his stick and tumbled past Corey Crawford. It's 4-2 Vancouver with 3:27 left in the third. Schmaltz got it into the high slot to Sod. Sod then lost the puck to the near corner, and the Canucks will win the hockey game. But I think you could say that this was one that got away from the Hawks. With the win, the Canucks are now at the top of the Pacific Division standings. And with the loss, the Blackhawks record now 6-4-3. We'll head to Edmonton tonight, take on the Oilers.